From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Heated elections have a way of getting ugly in the final hours, or just bizarre. Tomorrow's Republican primary for South Carolina governor is both. As Julie Rose reports from member station WFAE, a lot is on the line. The winner of the primary stands a good chance of being the next governor of the solidly Republican state.
Infidelity ended South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford's political career and gave us a new euphemism for sneaking off to see your lover, also known as hiking the Appalachian Trail. Accusations of infidelity now pressure the woman who wants to replace Governor Sanford, Republican Nikki Haley.
I don't know how more clear I could be. I have been absolutely faithful to my husband for 13 years.
That was Haley late last week on WVOC Radio in Columbia. Heading into tomorrow's primary, Haley's campaign has been on a roll, winning over Tea Party activists and the endorsement of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin in the four-way Republican race. And then,
first on WYFF News 4, a political bombshell.
A blogger who used to work for Haley announced they'd had an affair 3 years ago. Days later, another political consultant claimed he and Haley had a one-night stand. Haley continues to deny all the allegations, and when pressed by a radio host, said she would step down as governor if the claims were ever proven. At the moment, she's doing what many politicians in her situation have done.
I've seen the dark side of our state's politics.
And Haley's latest TV ad features her family prominently.
I'm Nikki Haley, and this is my husband, Michael.
Dirty politics is par for the course down here.
Scott Huffman is a political scientist for South Carolina's Winthrop University. He says politics here are so notorious that people were shocked but not surprised when a state legislator recently used an ethnic slur to slam Haley's Indian American heritage. And sex scandals are certainly not unusual either. But Huffman says the Haley situation is strange because of the men making the claims. Take the political blogger Will Folks.
No one, and I really mean no one, has been a supporter of Nikki Haley running for governor longer than Will Folks. Will Folks was saying this woman should be governor long before anyone ever had thought seriously about that.
Folks says he only confessed the affair because it was about to be leaked to the media by one of Haley's opponents. But when she denied his claims, Folks started aggressively trying to prove them on his blog. He's released phone records that show hundreds of late-night calls with Haley when he worked for her in 2007. She says she often calls staffers late at night. Haley's other alleged lover, Larry Marchant, isn't offering any proof of his claims.
You know, I don't know how you prove a one-night stand. Did I take pictures of us in the hotel room together? No, I didn't. It happened.
Marchant is a powerful lobbyist and longtime ally of Nikki Haley. Most recently, though, he was working for a rival campaign. Marchant says he just couldn't keep quiet while Haley went on insisting she's been 100% faithful.
I just want to say a little honesty. I mean, look, we're on the heels of one of the most embarrassing moments of this state's history with Mark Sanford.
South Carolinians are eager to have their politicians' sex lives stop being the subject of late-night jokes. But ironically, these latest allegations seem to have solidified Nikki Haley's base. Here's voter Louise Frank.
I just think it's a typical hateful kind of stuff they dig up at the last minute, and I would probably still vote. Not probably. I am planning to vote for Nikki Haley.
A weekend poll of South Carolina voters had Nikki Haley leading by 20 points in the Republican race for governor. Meanwhile, her opponents, a sitting congressman, the state's current lieutenant governor, and state attorney general, have struggled in the last few days to capture any of the spotlight. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose.